Counties in rural Oregon are going broke. They used to rely on money from selling timber harvested on public lands. When the timber market dried up, the federal government stepped in with subsidies. Well, last fall, Congress did not renew the subsidy program, and now dozens of counties are teetering on the edge of bankruptcy. Chris Lehman of the Northwest News Network visited one of those counties on the southern coast of Oregon.
When Curry County Commissioner Georgia Nallen took office last year, the financial outlook was grim.
We had no patrol deputies in the budget, and we were still $400,000 short.
The situation isn't any better now. Almost two-thirds of Curry County's general fund used to come from the federal government. They haven't gotten any cash since last fall. With no new money on the horizon, the county is on track to run out of cash by next June. Commissioner Nallen is at wit's end.
There is absolutely no fat to cut.
Altogether, Oregon counties have lost more than $206 million of federal subsidies. Nallen is afraid that will mean huge layoffs of workers in Curry County, something that brings her to tears.
We've got some wonderful people working for us in this county right now. I mean, they do an excellent job, and to have them leave and not come back, it would, be heartbreaking.
But some Curry County residents don't buy that sob story. They say the commissioners, like Nallen, have mismanaged money. They're so mad they're trying to get a measure on the local ballot to overthrow the county government.
Excuse me, are you a registered voter in Curry County?
Here outside of a post office in Brookings, they're making their pitch to local residents. Ralph Martin wants to remove the entire board of commissioners. He says county leaders should have better prepared for the end of timber subsidies.
The money ran out last year, and it was panic time. It was like they never knew it was going to end. I guess they figured the federal government would just keep paying it forever. Well, counties all over Oregon are finding out that's not true now.
Counties have tried to raise money on their own with tax increases. In most places, that's gone over like a lead balloon. Curry County may try again this year with a new tax that would be solely dedicated to law enforcement. It's something of a Hail Mary pass. But Paul Snyder of the Association of Oregon Counties says it might be a better bet than hoping Congress will approve another round of timber subsidies.
At this point, you can't count on it. You can hope that something will happen. But we're at the point now where we have to say, well, what if? What if it doesn't happen?
The answer to that varies. Some counties may get by with more belt tightening. For others, the only options are for the state to step in or to merge with surrounding counties. But the state has its own financial troubles, and with so many rural Oregon counties facing hard times, it's unlikely any of them will want to shack up with an impoverished neighbor. In Curry County, Commissioner Georgia Nallen says county residents will have to step up.
No one likes additional taxes. I don't, and I know, understand. What you have to understand is, are you getting value for the money? That's our only chance to help ourselves.
For some counties, the only choice might be to declare bankruptcy. But there's no precedent for that in Oregon, so officials are trying to figure out if it's even possible under state law. For NPR News, I'm Chris Lehman.